Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, will you lick the bottle? I'm down for the buzz, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few 20s. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a baddie, yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is passed since my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. Spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio. With me, your host, Nikki Vibes, we definitely have Angelo Sweets. I don't know if she's in the building, but we definitely have Angelo Sweets and Brooklyn Black. So, it's just us tonight. How you doing, Black?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fucking feeling like $1 million right now. I just got my hair done.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, don't oh Jesus me. How you doing, though? How's your week?
It's been busy.
What was you doing? What did you do yesterday? Because I didn't speak to you yesterday, so what did you do yesterday?
Oh, well, I had a whole lot of errands to run back and forth and stuff. Yesterday was a real busy yesterday on Wednesday. For me, and today, I got a lot of work done today. We definitely got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow, so, you know, the busyness doesn't stop.
I'm kind of nervous because I want to come out tomorrow. I want to shake my ass tomorrow, but I just got my hair done.
Yeah, you don't want to sweat that out, right?
I don't want to sweat out. Not for the amount of money that I paid to do it. I don't know. I might want to wait till it gets like a week old and then shake it all around and whip my hair back and forth like Willow.
Okay. You better wear a headband or some shit.
Who the fuck wears headbands still? Like, I mean, maybe the fashion headbands, like the Pocahontas ones that, you know what I'm saying, wrap around the head and shit. But not one of those thick-ass headbands that the kids wear to school and shit. I don't wear those. I don't rock scarves either. Like, so a nigga don't have to worry about laying down next to me. And I got, like, a satin turban on my head.
Mm-mm. Wow.
I'm dead serious.
I don't know what to say about that.
But you know, I always like to start off the motherfucking show by shouting out all the All Bars, the bars, the All Bars promoters. Everybody that supports the All Barbs movements, like, y'all hear me say this every show, so y'all already know that I'm just so grateful for everybody in All Barbs and just everybody that holds it down, that holds it down. Shout out to another thing, too, I was supposed to, I'm trying to fucking, my timeline is going ridiculous right now. It was somebody that I told that I was going to shout out. Damn. Hold on. I got you. But off the top of my head, though, shout out to all the All Barbs promoters. Shout out to at Mr. _ Chris _ P. All Barbs promoted. Yes, I see. You can't fuck with nobody from New York, nigga. What's wrong with you? You don't know about New Yorkers. We get it the fuck in everything that we do. So shout out to at Mr. _Chris _P, who lives in Texas. He's one of my promoters. And he had some people come visit him from New York, and they fucking got him fucked up. He's like, I cannot drink with niggas from New York because they got me feeling like shit the next day. So that's how the fuck we do it. Shout out to him. Also, shout out to my homie from the Bronx, one of my new dealers. So shout out to you from the Bronx. You know who you are. Also, fuck me sideways. Shout out to at 7th Day Fly Ivy. I told you I was gonna shout you out, so I hope that you're listening. Cause I told you I was gonna shout you out. And what about you, Black? Do you got any shout outs that you wanna give?
You know, I just always give the shout outs to everyone who rocks with us, who tunes in faithfully every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. You know, everyone who hits us up on Twitter with their own 2 cents about the conversation. And that's about it.
Basically, and shout out to everybody. Shout out to Evil Monte. Everybody's been promoting for me so heavy. I love it. Shout out to, I want to say Stan Spartan, but that's not his name anymore. And God, like, I'm just so offbeat today. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Bear with me. But shout out to, I believe it's like, what, quotes from Spartan? I believe. I'm saying everybody's name all fucked up today. But anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. So you already know sometimes I like to take it to Twitter. Tweet. And what's been trending on my timeline today, it was a couple of good ones. And one of them was what you should not do after church. So I did participate in that hashtag. What you should not do after church is, I put it, you should not get the Bible that you was reading out of that day. And you should not crush up your weed on it. You should not even take a piece of paper, like the last page that has a blank page out the back because it's so thin and it feels like bamboo paper. You should even take that paper out the back to roll up, because I know I've known people to do that. I just don't think you should do that after church. But did you participate in that trending topic today, Black?
Nah, but shout out to Ev. She definitely says something you should not do after church is smoking your usher's uniform.
Yes. Shout out to Ev. That was a good one. You should not smoke. You should take your clothes off first. Like, take your clothes off first. Your church dress, your stockings, your slip. Take it off. And then get into relaxed mode, like, a little bit after. But once you come straight from church, I think the first thing you should do when you get in the house is take care of what you need to take care of. Like, you know, if it's to automatically start dinner or whatever it is that you left before you left the house, pick it back up after church. Shout out to Ev.
Ev is on a roll tonight. She got another one.
What's the other one?
You should not buy weed in the church van.
Yeah, Yo, shout out to Ev. She's definitely on the road. No, and I think what you should not do after church, too, is, well, I have one from one of my peoples. You shouldn't go to the strip club or street walking after church. That's, like, ratchetness. I believe you shouldn't go to the strip club even on a Sunday or after, right after church. And you were just talking about how good God is and how much you're going to, you know, just continue on his path of righteousness.
Because if you go to the strip club after church, you know, you're going to admire some of his creations and the talents that they possess. So, you know,
no. That's what Saturday and Friday is for. God gives you Saturdays and Fridays to get it in. But I believe Sunday is his day, and it's also a day of relaxation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do things Monday through fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think you shouldn't go. I agree with my peoples. I don't think we should go to the strip club right after church. Really? I mean, get your, like, you got to make your money 7 days a week, but I'm just going to try to stay out at the strip club on a Sunday. I'll probably fuck with it on a Saturday. But let me get into some of the things that I want to talk about tonight. And a lot of you fellas that are tuning in, that are listening in, I've listened to a lot of what you guys say to me. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you gonna be getting on me again? Like, we gonna be doing the back and forth again?
Hell yes. All
right,
you already know.
Just have to make sure, because, you know, like I said before, I'm ready to get in. I'm ready to do the damn thing with you. You know.
All right, I'm glad you're ready to rock out with me. Let's go. All right, so shut up.
I'm going to rock out with my cock out. I just pulled out my
pants. Rock out with your fucking cock out. That's how I like for my niggas to rock out with their cocks out. I definitely do. Yes, I'm going to rock out with my clam out. I am. But, shout out to another one of my promoters at the Deaf DJ Byron B, Triple B, yeah. So his question was, if a female brings out toys in the room, does that mean a nigga's sex game is not good enough?
Yeah.
What you think about that, Black? Because I have a lot to say on that, and
I don't give a fuck what the chick says. Yo, if she brings out a toy, because this is how niggas think. This is how we niggas think. If she brings out toys, that means she's bringing out the toy to make up for something we're lacking in.
Well, let me be the first.
If she gets the toy that'll kick her ass, that's because we're going nowhere near that ass. Now, if she's gonna get something to put on her bus, that means, yo, we not hitting that spot like we think we hitting it. If she do it to stimulate the clit, yo, niggas ain't eating it right. Like it has to make up for something that's lacking, something that's missed. Right? Because I know chicks that own toys. You know what I'm saying? And they get dicked down so well that they don't need to bring them out during sex. They only bring it out when, you know, they're alone and they're horny. And they said if they had to bring it out during, then the nigga shit it off. And this is not just from one chick I heard. This is from several ones, different walks of life that, you know, just have a common thing. They like to use toys and shit.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop you right there for a second, because I'm going to be the first. Like, I do agree with what you're saying, because I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, yes, not everybody, but a lot of y'all know, because I'm open, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, you know, I'm 100. And I have sex toys. I do. And it is so sad. Like, it's so sad. I have one left, and that one died on me yesterday. It died on me yesterday. Like, right when I was getting ready to use it, I was so in the mood. Like, my pants is down, everything. And I'm sitting here like, is the batteries dead on this bitch? And I'm like, all right, let me get some more batteries. I'm taking out batteries out the remotes. I'm taking out batteries out toys. And these are fresh new batteries. Wait, let me finish telling my story.
Wait, Al, you need your ass beat if you take it.
I do not.
Your
shut
baby's
up.
Toys to power your sex devices. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Yo, if you got listen,
I gotta
what,
get
if you
off.
Got kids, if
I gotta
you got
get off.
Kids,
I gotta get off.
Yo, if you got kids, you should already be buying the 200 pack of battery from fucking Target, yo.
I have that, but you know what's so funny? Because I always go to Radio Shack. I always get the deals. Like, you know, you get like the big, the family value pack of batteries, you know, for like $10 or whatever. I go through batteries. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I use my toy every single day. I could be having sex with a guy, but I'm going to use my toy every single day. Like,
that
that's just me.
He ain't do something right.
Okay, it was this one guy, I'm not gonna, you know, it's this one guy that I was dealing with that he would fuck me and I would not come, I would not nut, and what I would do is, like, he used to get so mad at me because I would go right to the bathroom and all you would hear is because I had to come. Like, nigga, you came and I did not come. You know what I'm saying? It was to the point where, like, he got so mad when he would see my toy around. Like, if I happened to be on the bed, like, he would throw that shit because he used to feel like, you're making me feel less of a man. Like, you're making me feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's not that. It's just that, you know, sometimes you wasn't making me come and I would let him know that, so I have to get my toy to finish myself off. But I'm here to tell dudes that is not necessarily true, because you have freaks like myself that like to use toys in the bedroom. That like to have a nigga use a toy on me. It's kind of like, think of it as giving yourself a break. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no toys to suck your dick. Like, no, seriously. Like, seriously, there's no, because when my jaws get tired, there's no device that's going to take over me sucking your dick. Like,
that's where we grab your head and we skull fuck.
But I just want to say, like, it does not mean that you are lacking. It depends on the female. It could mean that you're lacking, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're lacking. Because some people like to spice up their bedroom. So if it takes, like, implementing toys, then so fucking be it. Like, I don't see how a nigga can even fucking get choked up over a fake plastic dick, nigga. Like, it's fake. Your shit pumps blood, like, your shit pumps semen, like, your shit has a fucking pulse. When it gets hot, like, I don't see how you can even get, like, upset over a toy. Like, for real, like, I'm dead serious.
Like, yo, if you gotta use a toy, because, you know, we as men, we're toy, you know, we get the job done.
No, but if your man is threatened by toys, tell him to get over it.
It's not a threat. It's not that would be a threat.
It is a threat because it sounds like a threat. It sounds like a threat to me. You telling me that you hate the fact that I use my toy because it makes you feel like you didn't put it down. It's a threat. You're threatened by my fucking toy. You're threatened. So you're threatened. Keep it real. You're threatened.
It's a threat because, yo, if I can't do it, then that shit gets it done. And I'm saying nah.
Well, when it comes to adding some spice for the sexual palette, you know what I'm saying? Many women dig into their top dresser drawers for, you know, for the little buddy, extra stimulus, extra stimulation. Meanwhile, many men hide in the covers and act like scare bunnies when it come out. They do, but the truth is that I know many men hate sex toys because they simply fear that the toy is better at satisfying their partners or will replace the need of the real thing. This couldn't be, it couldn't be furthermore from the truth, but like I said again, when you are dealing with somebody that's a freak, that's, to me, I want to say, like, it really has nothing, sometimes it has nothing to do with you not putting it down. Like, you could be, for instance, like, you could be fucking me in my pussy, right? Fucking me. And I just want something in my ass. And your fingers aren't doing, like, your fingers are, then, yeah, I feel it, but I want something bigger. Like, but right now your dick is occupied in my pussy and it feels so good in my pussy. I don't want you to take it out and put it in my ass. But what I want to do is, like, I have a toy in my top dresser though. So can I go get that? And while you're fucking me in my pussy, stick this shit in my ass. And fuck me. This has nothing to do. I really don't feel like, because, like, it's one thing that if you're lacking, if you can't make a female come, she might have to run to her toy to get that. But if she doesn't tell you, like, you know, she doesn't come out and tell you straight up, like, "Lo, listen, you're not satisfying me, so I think that we should use some toys in the mix," then that's when you should feel threatened, or you should feel worried, or you should fucking stop and think to yourself, like, damn. I really don't think. I think guys should embrace the sex toys, especially if your female doesn't have a problem with on how you're dicking her down. Like if you ask her, like, you know, do I please you? Do I make you feel good? Do I satisfy? These are things that I think guys need to ask females. Like, am I pleasing you? Am I putting this down? Are you satisfied? Are you comfortable? Are you good? Is there anything, you know, I need to step up in? Because if what you lack in, I'm telling you, like, there's somebody that's great at it. And if you're in a relationship with somebody, if you don't want to step outside your relationship just to fulfill that one need, then I think that you should talk to the person that you're dealing with. And there's nothing wrong with communication. Like, telling them, like, look, I like the way you eat my pussy, but when you do, you have this rhythm, and then all of a sudden you try to go crazy, you try to go ham, and I lose it. And therefore, it takes me longer to come with you orally because I feel like, you know, you need to do it like this and do it like that. And this is how I like it. So this is, therefore, I'll be able to come like this if you keep it up like that. But don't get scared. So what you telling me right now? Like, if I said, come fuck me right now, like, come fuck me right now, you was like, all right, you won't come fuck me. And if I have a toy laid out on the bed while you get here, what you going to say? You want to fuck me, and you're going to ask me, what you want me to do with this toy, Nikki?
I'm going to throw that shit on the pillow.
You're not going to throw away my motherfucking toy. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, fellas, don't get too scared. Don't get too scared. Don't get too scared. Do not get too scared. If she wants to pull out a toy every now and then, think of it as her bringing out her most inner freak. Oh, like I said again, unless she tells you that you're not satisfying her. So shout out to the Death DJ Byron D. Shout out to you for that question. Because he basically, you know, that was just his question. Because, you know, he feels like, you know, I put it down. Like, he never had any complaints. But he just wanted to know, you know, like, if that was to ever come about, like, does that mean that the female was trying to hint to you, nigga, like, your dick isn't reaching?
Well, if she never used it and then all of a sudden she pull it out, hell yeah. If she never used toys, and then because you've been dicking it down, all of a sudden she pull one out,
No, you can't say that. You cannot say that because, like I said again, like I might wanna try something new with you, Daddy. I might wanna show you what goes down when you're not here with me. When you're not here with me, I might wanna fucking show you what I do to get off. So I might want you to sit back and watch me pleasure myself for a little while until I want you. So don't just think that it's because the nigga's lacking. I mean, I guess. It's 2012. Step your fucking dick games up, yo. Like, step your fucking dick games up. Like, invent some shit. We all know the basics of, you know, the positions, the back shots, the missionary, like, switch it up, invent some shit. That's how I feel,
yeah,
because
it. Incorporate some muscular moves. Fuck it.
If you gotta put I used to watch wrestling, and, like, I can't even tell you what are some of the moves. Like, the only move I know how to do was the fucking Generation X, the suck it sign that they used to do.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
I said, but do that, fuck it. Have a bitch in a fucking pinned up in a pretzel, like, lock her ass down, like, fucking take one leg, like, do, if you don't want her, you know what I'm saying, if you don't want her to pull out the toys, then step your dick game up and learn how to eat pussy. Like, it's never too late to learn how to eat pussy. It's never too late,
yeah,
because you got, no, fuck, because you, because you,
got the books. They got YouTube videos now.
This,
like,
I always tweet that. You're about to make me tweet it right now. I always tweet that, like, I don't want to hear that a nigga don't know how to eat pussy in 2012. For God's sake, there are YouTube videos on how to do the shit. So you better watch it, because you won't eat my shit right.
Yeah, you know, like, right, there's no reason why a guy, you know, shouldn't not know. Like, if it's weakness, he should be making it his strength. There's ways to do it, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, if it's just that he just won't do, then fine, fuck it. He just won't do it. But, you know, yeah, fellas, you set your shit up. And, yo, ladies, even though, you know, I want it all about y'all. Yo, you got to remember, it's all about the fellas, too. There's some shit, you know, y'all got to step up, too. And for some of y'all heifers, Kegels just don't fucking cut it.
It don't cut it.
You need to take some fucking Zumba, learn how to move your motherfucking hips, you know what I'm saying? Watch a twerk video, some. They got fitness videos on how to be a stripper. Like, you know, there's no reason why you can't work on your hip game. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because some girls, they be trying to be all smooth with it, and they end up looking like a fucking washing machine. And just, you know, just in back and forth. You know what I'm saying? You got to roll that shit, bitch.
Dead ass. I'm telling you because, like, let me let the fellas know, because I know my ladies, that's listening right now, they tweeted me, so they're definitely laughing at me.
Shout out to homie in the chat room going ham.
Wait, because I can't see, but shout out to the nigga.
Christopher Whitmore in the chat room. You know, so what the F are you talking about, Nikki?
Well, what the fuck am I talking about? This is what the fuck I'm talking about. Well, what is he referring to, though? Like, before I go ham on him.
Well, we'll see if he types his answer up.
Whatever. If you don't like what the fuck I'm saying, don't be scared, motherfuckers. Press 1 to shut me down. Like, I like a nigga to shut me down every once in a while, but if you're not going to press 1, then I don't give a fuck about what you have to say. So you can sit there, you can type, you can chat it up to Black, but I know for a fact that if I pull out my motherfucking toy, depending on who you are, it doesn't necessarily have to mean because you don't know how to fuck me right. It just simply means that I'm a fucking freak, and I like to have multiple orgasms. So if I want a dick in my pussy, that's what the fuck I want. If I fucking want a toy in my ass, that's what the fuck I want. Has nothing to do with a nigga not being able to keep up or he's lacking in any area. I'll let a nigga know if he's lacking. And then I won't need him. I will just fuck myself. You wouldn't even be in the room. I got this. Damn, Black. You need to shut up. Oh, my gosh. One of my let me stop, because one of my listeners just told me that I'm mad ghetto, son. It's not funny. But I was going to keep talking, but I think I can get into a caller. Last 4-digit league number is 7060. 7060, you're live on air.
Hello.
What's up? Who's this and where you're calling from?
Nikki, baby. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Slutty, man.
Ooh, Slutty. Hey, Slutty.
What's up?
Let me ask you a question. But for those who don't know, Slutty is like, he's my slutty boy, one of the All Bars promoters, holding it down for your girl, Nikki Barbs. And, Slutty, I want to know, would you feel threatened if your girl or a girl that you was fucking with, she pulled out like a dildo or a vibrator? Would you feel threatened by that? Would you feel like you're not dicking her down right, or would you not care?
Well, I wouldn't even be thinking about that shit. I'd be thinking about you trying to use that shit on me or some big wild shit. Oh, bullshit. I ain't worried about my sus, damn. I never had a complaint, so I don't got nothing to worry about that.
I need you, Slutty.
That shit is crazy. If a girl pull out a motherfucker toy on a nigga and say you ain't doing your job right, then, nigga,
step your dick off, right?
Yeah, you need to step do something. You know what I'm saying? Do something. Go talk to a roller bit or something.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm saying, so before I let you go real quick, because I got other calls I want to get to. So what you're saying is don't bring out the sex toy when you come through the building. Like, so if you're coming over to fuck her, you want her to leave all the toys, just put them away because you're about to come through and handle your thing, right?
I mean, no, not really. Whatever floats your boat, man. I'm a freak too, man. So
thank you.
If you want me to drop it off in your pussy and you want me to stick a dildo on your ass while I'm playing
yes.
with some big wild
yes.
shit, hey, I'm all for
it. Yes, yeah, this is what the
man.
Fuck
why
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't care.
See, I can fuck with Slutty because he gonna make me feel that at the end of the night. Because like I said again, I said like if I want your dick in my pussy, and then I might be feeling myself too much to where I want to fucking bust crazy. So I might tell you put the fucking stick that shit on my ass real quick, daddy, please. Ooh yes, and you do that shit like we're all having fun, like.
Hey,
you know.
Let's go. While you busting, I'll probably be getting my little nut off too on the low. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I don't know. I'm a very, very sexual person. Obviously, Nikki, me and you are on the same level.
On the same motherfucking level.
So, these little boys don't seem to step their level at, man. The game at, man.
I
don't
know.
Don't be ashamed to ask Slutty for some tips, neither, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I can help you all day in the paint.
Word. So, I love you, Slutty. Thank you so much for calling in and talking to your girl. I appreciate you so much, and I'm going to let you go. Keep rocking out with me because, you know, I got some more crazy shit to talk about, and, you know, if you want to press one again, you can press one, but thank you so much. Mwah.
Mwah.
All right. Should I bring the next caller on, Black? Should I bring the next caller on?
Let's see if we get another point of view because those other niggas is nasty anyway.
Don't be mad at the niggas not calling for me. We on the same level. Like, you didn't hear him say that we on the same level. He's not nasty.
Move your ass to our south then.
I am, because the niggas from the south, they make me feel like they will fucking do, like, yeah. So, you know, I love the niggas in the south. Shout out to the niggas up north. Y'all need to really step it up, because I'm from New York. And I'm ready to fucking fly south for the winter. I really am, because, like, I'm really not feeling y'all niggas up north. Like, and if there is a nigga up north that think that he could fucking, you know what I'm saying, like, be able to fucking get good with me and satisfy me sexually, satisfy me emotionally, mentally, all of that shit, then more power to you. Where you at? Hit me up. But right now, these niggas in the north are losing with me. But let me bring this next caller on. Last 4 digits of your number is 5380. 5380, you're live on air.
What's poppin', Black? What's going
what
on, Nikki? What's going on, Nikki? Hey, why Nikki over there talking about some WWF bullshit, bro? Talking
what
about some making up moves and shit. You know she don't watch no damn WWF. She don't know about that Macho Man.
I don't. No, but you know what though? Don't sleep on me, because I used to watch wrestling like for real. Like I did. Like I remember like certain characters like Triple H, fucking everybody knows Cold
Stone. All these weak niggas.
Well, fuck it. What if I don't know. I really don't know. Edge, nigga, Christian Edge. I don't know. Fuck wrestling. But I'm just saying though, if you gotta fucking put me in a suplex or whatever, do it.
Put you in that
chair,
hit you from the back.
What you say?
Because you need to get put in that sleeper hold and just get hit from the back.
I would love that. I would fucking love that.
What'd you say, Black? Black in the
black
back. Once again. This nigga Black a mad hater on us down south niggas, bro. It's all right, though. You ain't got our swag. It's okay you ain't got that twang. Just stay up north and do your thing, bro. Because when them chicks fly down like how them goose do, hey, it's all gravy, bro.
New York women love y'all south niggas. The southern bitches love us New York niggas, so it's give and take.
What is you saying, bro, nigga? A south bitch of y'all niggas up north, bro? Not happening.
They do.
The niggas up north, like, I don't know what it is. Like, they just be so scared to be, like, to just, like, sometimes, like, to just express their sexuality, like, and to say certain things that they're going to do. Like, everybody in New York always be on the front. Like, nobody want to look bad. Nobody want to look nasty. Because
the niggas
like,
too scared. Like down here in the south, like, we move when we want to move. Like, if you don't say what you want, you ain't finna get what you want. And niggas up north, they too, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Well, fuck that shit, bro. Open your mouth and fucking speak. Say what the fuck you want.
Exactly. Thank you. See, it'd be the South niggas I want to try. Okay, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
If your woman decides to pull out a sex toy while y'all are fucking,
keep going on.
What?
That's not happening, but you can keep going on.
Are you kidding me? Okay, so if she pulls out the sex toy in the middle of y'all fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna use it on her. You're not going you're gonna automatically get upset.
Now, I'm not gonna get upset. It's just not needed. Like when you bring over that overnight bag, like that's not needed.
I'm packing mine though. Like I got.
But it's not needed. So what you packing it for?
Okay, but first of all, I told this story a million times. Like I used to carry my vibrator with me everywhere I went. It was a part of my bag. Like I'll be in a store. I'll be at the library. And if there's a bathroom, I'll go in the bathroom and I'll just get myself off. Like I wouldn't say I'm a nympho.
Did you just say outside?
Yes. Not publicly, like outside. Like I'm just gonna stand up and just no. Like I would go to a bathroom. Like if I was in your house and you heard the water running for like a very, very long time. Like you could only. Like she's not washing her hands. No, I'm trying to drown out the sound of the. So yeah, I've done it. I've been at a restaurant and gotten so fucking hot and horny, and I went to the bathroom because I have my shit on deck, and I got myself off. And I stopped doing that. I stopped doing that because one day it went off in my bag, and that was around my uncle and my cousin. And that shit just went off, and they're looking at my bag, they're looking at me, and I try to play it off like it was my phone vibrating, but my phone was in my hand. So they was like, Ian, like, you're nasty. Like, why? Why is that in your bag? Aren't you just coming from dinner? So I stopped carrying it around because I just don't want that to happen to me again. You know, I could be at the doctor's office and I should just go off. But
that happened to this chick when we was about to fly down to Cancun, going through security. I was like, I bet you feel stupid now, huh?
We don't feel stupid. It's just more so like of a damn, like, why does shit gotta happen to me?
You should have seen the look on Shorty's face. Like, it was a dumb look. Like, no shit.
I probably had that look too, because my uncle, they were just looking at me and looking at my bag and looking at me, and I was trying to play it off like it was my phone, but my phone was in my hand. And my cousin, he was just cracking up because, not for nothing, he's gay. You know what I mean? All of my cousins are gay. He's gay. He's just like, oh no, bitch. Oh no. Why the fuck do you have that, bitch? You are nasty. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I had a stupid look on my face, but I was more so embarrassed. Like, why now here? Like, my goodness happened when I was just talking to my niggas. I was talking to my friends. It has to happen in front of my family. But why?
You don't need that shit. Like,
I need it every day. And it's sad because my vibrator broke on me yesterday. So
that's good. Because
no,
if you was
not
getting dick down right by Petey, you would need that shit.
If that shit
was going down,
no.
You would need that shit.
No, you did not. And you know what, though? I can't even be mad at you for even calling a nigga name out off the simple fact that I fucked up and that I did that. I sent out those screenshots not knowing that all his information was in the fucking... I fucking put that nigga on blast, but he was just black. Let me tell you. Black. I don't think you know. Black. I don't think you know. But, Black. I don't think you know, but damn. I wouldn't know how to black.
That nigga black in the back quiet.
I'm
trying to do this shit as solo giant, you know.
All right.
Damn thing, nigga hush mouth.
Okay,
black.
Well,
trouble, man.
Okay. Black. All right, well, So, I did a screenshot.
I mean, but real talk, though. I mean, if that situation would have happened the way how it happened down here.
But he dicks me down. Like, I mean, he
obviously,
do.
Obviously, though, because you walking around New York City with the rabbit in your fucking purse.
I don't want to talk about this right now. I don't want to talk about this right now. And you said his fucking name. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny to me. Like,
hey,
that shit is crazy.
Hey, real talk. See, down south niggas, we don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm going to tell you how it is straight. And if you got problems with that, we can talk about it.
Oh, shit.
That's the way how we get
down
there.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, and I think I need to tell him this, too. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, you know, when having sex with him, you know, like, I'll fake it a lot of times. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't like what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Stop right there.
I just said
half the time you be faking.
But I still like it, though. Like, so whatever,
Nikki,
so whatever
Nikki,
it is.
Nikki, what kind of bullshit you on right now, B? What kind of bullshit is you on right now, B? You just said half the time you be faking it, but then what'd you say after that? Nah, come on, keep it 1,000 real quick.
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. I said half the time I fake it, but I still like what he does to me. Like it's about.
Now hold up. I got him, Black. You almost got to get in this, bro. We good.
Shut up.
How are you gonna say some shit like that, and then backdoor talking about, but I like the way how he does it? What kind of bullshit is that?
It's not bullshit, because, like...
Listen to what you're saying. That's straight bullshit.
I think it
half the time, but I like what he does. What kind of bullshit is that? Who says some shit like that? If you faking it, there's a reason why you faking it, because the nigga's not hitting it the way he's supposed to be hitting it.
No.
So why are you faking it then?
The reason why I fake it, What'd you say, Black?
I said, what do you like, the effort that he's putting in? Like, you like the faces he's making? Like, you like the fact that he's trying?
I like his fucking sex faces. I do. I like it when he says, like, you know, he's Spanish or whatever, so he be saying, like, the eyes and the mommies and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that, but, I just really don't want to talk about this right now, though, but I know what I'm talking about. Like, I really do. I really do.
That's why you don't want to talk about it, because now you're trying to defend yourself.
I'm just saying because
Black bro, I'd rather have a conversation with you right now than Nikki, bro, because she on that bullshit, bro.
Yeah,
she is not keeping it 100
okay.
right now. Well,
okay. Let me keep it 100 with you, real quick. Okay. No nigga that I've ever had sex with has been able to make me come during sex. Like, I've never had an orgasm during sex. I don't know what it feels like during sex, but I know what it feels like orally. So that's why I'm so big on oral sex. But when it comes down to, like, fucking me and making me come while your dick is inside of me, no nigga has been able to do that. Ever.
I mean, that's happened before. I mean, they go to Dr. Phil for that kind of bullshit.
What, Blatch?
So you're supposed to be rehab, sir.
What?
You're supposed to be rehab. You never organized off the penetration.
My pussy needs rehab? That's the first.
This nigga.
She said my pussy needs rehab.
But they got them kind of rehab shits. Like on that VH1, they got that sexaholic rehab shit with the nigga Dr. Not Dr. Phil, but the other nigga.
Dr.
Who? They got that shit.
Okay. No nigga has ever made me come. I've said that before. I just don't like talking about it because I don't want y'all to feel sorry for me, because it is what it is.
Not feeling sorry for you. It's just because now it's just a matter of, yeah, what the fuck have you been doing?
It's not feeling sorry for it, bro. It's just that some women just orgasm during oral and some orgasm during sex. That's just a fact of life.
Yeah, that also kind of shows the niggas you've been fucking with are fucking stupid because
Hold on.
Because, yo, if you're not orgasming, that means after a while, that welder went dry.
No. I stay wet. The problem with me is I don't know. Like, it's just like I just I haven't, I really haven't, but, I enjoy sex, though. But what it is, I just like the physicalness of it. So if I could be able to, you know, I know that I always make the nigga come, but at the end of the day, I don't know. Maybe it is the niggas that I'm fucking.
Hey, Black, watch this. Hey, Nikki, has a nigga ever hit your G-spot yet?
No, he has not. Nope.
Black, now go ahead and hit it with what you just said before.
Man, fuck, I'm supposed to be rehab, but I know what I just said.
She fucking with them lame niggas, because if a nigga was hitting your G-spot, you wouldn't be talking about, I have never come during sex.
Okay, well,
would
I'm
not
waiting
be saying some bullshit like that.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the niggas to come along and to fucking hit my G-spot.
So it
please.
Looks like you need to fly down south like a, never mind, let me not even go there.
I think I might need to find out though, because I've been fucking niggas up here and it's not happening. So maybe I do need that change. I need to go to the south and maybe a southern nigga can make me calm.
Hey, or maybe you just have a very long pussy.
No. What
Bro,
you
how's she gonna be that short and that skinny with the long ass pussy? I don't
this
make sense. Flat.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. My pussy is short, it's little.
For most chicks, it's a few inches, to hit that little spongy wall
yeah.
in the back. And for
yeah.
her, you know, it may be like a foot and a half. We don't
nah,
know.
Bro.
That's
you
think it's gonna hit the cheese spot.
Bro, you can tell by Nikki's booty buns, bro. She don't got that. She got that small shit.
Wait, you can tell by my what?
Bottom by your booty. Like you don't got that long ass pussy shit. Like you got that compact shit.
I do, exactly. You could talk about my butt, so all those 2K attention to my Abby's and shit like that, you know, it's right there. I don't see how, I do a really good job at, hiding my pussy, for my Abby's, because a lot of them, they would show if I don't have to, that's why I have to dress up the picture so much. But, yeah, but I just need a nigga to fucking put it down, fuck me, hit my G-spot, nigga, so I can fucking... talking tongues out this bitch. I'm ready, and I want to know how to squirt so bad. I like how it looks. I've seen so many girls squirt, and I like how it looks. I want to squirt off top of a nigga's head one time. That's definitely on my fucking bucket list before I die. I have to squirt. But I feel like I'm not going to be able to squirt if a nigga can't make me come.
So in all fairness, if you ever squirt on a nigga's head, he has to give you the illest facial alive.
The illest.
What?
The illest.
It's the same shit.
The illest. That shit got to be bomb.com.
It's the same
bullshit.
Thing. Yo, if you got a squirt on a nigga's head, he has to, be able to fucking cover your whole facial body. Talking eyes, ears, mouth, and nose, head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Oh, shit. You know what's so funny? Because since we name-calling here, it's so funny because Petey said, yeah, I definitely need to see you tomorrow, baby.
Fuck that nigga.
I can't even right now. I need to feel a dick though. So you know what I'm saying? I might hate that nigga because you know, like I told you, I like the physicalness of it. I like to feel
teasing yourself, Nick. That's all that shit is. It's a little tease for your bitch ass. That's all that is.
No.
That's a fucking tease. She's talking about faking shit.
I do. I'd be like,
I might go hit this nigga up tonight. What kind of bullshit is you on, B? This is comedy hour shit, bro. She's going to learn today, bro. She's going to learn today.
I just want to have sex. That's all I want to do. I want to feel my ass cheeks just bounce. I want to feel your fucking shit. I just want to have sex. So that's why I do it. That's just why I fucking do it. For real.
Hey,
I'm
sex that much, you might, and you don't like to get nothing out of it, you might just get one of them blow niggas. nigga over here and just go to town.
I think I might do that. I think I
might. Talk. I mean, you don't need that bitch ass nigga Petey. He can't do shit for you. Get the one of them blow up motherfuckers, yo.
Yo, well, that nigga Petey, all he does is all that shit. You can have whole sex with the nigga. If you
weren't
here,
I'm
mommy.
I'm mommy. Yo, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Because let me tell y'all something, too. Let me let y'all know something, too.
That nigga Petey like, get on top, Nikki. I ain't
sitting
there like, damn, this nigga here, bro.
Oh, you are so good. Yes. But let me tell you, no, because stop.
Yo,
I just like
oh
to have.
Oh, my God. Why you be lying to yourself like that, Nikki? Like,
because.
Why would you even hurt yourself like that?
Look, let me tell you something right now. These bitches out here, they can't even get dick because of the way that they look, okay? They can't even get dick because of the way that they look. I'm happy that I can get it. Like, I can get it.
But you got dick, I'm not doing this for you.
But I don't have a problem with it. Why? Because when after he's finished looking me down, I'm going to go home. I'm going to bust a nut regardless. So I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm alright. I don't
know.
Whatever.
Bro, you have some weird friends, bro.
I'm not weird. Because I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept that.
Bro, you be knowing some weird chicks that you be going into business with, bro.
No. You can't say, because let me tell you something. I'm not the only female that has gone through this. I'm not the only female that goes through this. Because I know I have, like, two friends off top, like, best friends that are in the same boat with me. But if you ask, we're freaks, so we just like to fuck. We like to just have sex. We like to be butt-ass naked. We like to have our legs open wide. You know what I'm saying?
Nikki.
So we... What?
Nikki, you know I fly across the country down to Mexico. If you can get 3 6 to call in with the same bullshit story that you're trying to put on me in black, I'll fly you down to Houston and party on me.
Wow.
I don't.
And that's totally serious face. That's 100% money on the line right now. Like, if you can get 3 other chicks, not your friends, like 3 chicks that you do not know, like all Barb's type chicks, to call in and come with that bullshit you spitting right now, I'll fly you down to Houston and you can party on my bill.
Okay, wait. So... No. Don't stop
see,
making fun of me.
She's on the phone right now trying to text three of her homegirls. Hey, call in.
I really am. I'm not gonna say don't act like you don't know me. I just told somebody to please call in. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Black, can we call somebody? Can we call somebody?
Why are you gonna call somebody? I just said have 3 chicks to call in
I'm
with that same bullshit
you
sitting.
Yeah, what? You can't give us numbers. You can't. No, we need people that you should. You know, we need
all Barb's chicks or people that know all Barb's. Hey, all Barb promoters, get on your bullshit right now. Tell the ladies to call in. All Barb's ladies, call in. And if you got this same bullshit story that Nikki's trying to put on me in black,
fuck
she got
you.
A free trip down to the H.
Fuck you, because let me tell you something. Like, listen, all this
like
shit you're talking, you gotta be the nigga to make me come, though. That's all I'm saying, because you're talking, you're trying to play me right now. So
you
better be the nigga to make me come. You better be the one to fucking make me come, to make me have an orgasm.
All I'm gonna say is, yo, Nikki, all I'm gonna say is talk to your mentor. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, I'm talking to my mentor right now.
Right.
I'm talking to my mentor right now as we speak. But at the end of the day, like, okay, so let me tell you something. My mentor knows my situation. My mentor is trying to help me. My mentor talks to me a lot. I learn a lot from my mentor when it comes down to sex. But, okay, we're two different people, so... My mentor has reached the peak long time ago, so that's how they're able to freely talk about it and whatever, whatever, whatever. But overall, like I said again, like, stop, just stop trying to fucking play me right now. Just stop, stop, stop.
But I'm not trying to.
Because I just want to go into commercial break, though. Like, I really do, though.
You getting mad, bro?
I'm not getting mad. I just need I need a comeback, though. But what you need to
Put it out. Put it in the streets. Like, if you get three chicks to call in, like, I'm not bullshitting about that.
So you're gonna stay on the line with me. Don't hang up. Don't go nowhere. Stay on the motherfucking line with me, because I'm gonna do that. Do not hang up.
Gotcha.
So everybody that's tuning in right now, you're definitely rocking out on All Bobs Radio with me, your fucking girl, Nikki Hurd, and we got Ricklin Black in the building. We definitely do have one of my faves, but they trying to play me right now, so I don't know. I want to announce.
Yeah, nobody's trying to play you, B.
But stick around, stay tuned. I got some more shit coming up real quick. Black, please take me as this commercial break. Please take me.
Play some down south shit, Black. Play a down south shit, son.
Maybe the next one.
All right, but we're about to play one of my followers' music, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what at Persia NYC is called Rack Titty.
That's what it is.
Rack Titty, bitch. Rack Titty, bitch. Okay, well, let's get into it.
Is my mic on?
Rack
titty chick, rack titty chick, big thigh, fat ass, pink titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Wait, let me get my point across. I need a man with a dick like a horse. He call me wet wet, I wet the bed sheet. I'm the great one, Gretzky. The best seed, trying to get a nibble. English accent when I'm on and in the middle. Second fiddle, never bitch, I need the orchestra. Tell you I love you, I'm nothing and I'm off of ya. Arch back shots like the Yankees. Pull my hair, pound it hard, baby spank me. Stilettos in the air, he wanna lick the rapper. Ecstasy, my pussy is the rapture. I wanna capture. Baby, get the camera. White trash sex like the Tommy Lee and Pamela. I wanna feel your dick throb in my short shot. Stretch hammer dick, let me take it out the holster. Touch me, tease me, fuck me, please me. Addicted to the dick, I be fiending when it leaves me. I wanna fuck until we both can't breathe. Face down, ass up, daddy, give it to me. I'm a rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where the gritty is. Pretty big bitch, certified G. So, salute the boys before you holler at me. I wanna take you back in VIP and let you touch me. Down a few bottles at home and let you fuck me. I wanna ride you like a carousel. Pussy in your face, give your brains while we're parallel. Lick it like it's gum in the middle like a blow pop. Baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I'm about to bust it in your mouth, swallow that. Dons go all night long, shit where hollow at. With a bottle at, drunk sex dreaming. I'm fucking on the waterbed and looking for the semen. Already fiending, the pussy still pouring. I wanna fuck you long time till the morning. Rack city, bitch, I be with a cash at. Sit back with it hard dick and watch my ass clap. Rack city chick, rack city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where the gritty is. Rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where the gritty is.
What you wanna do next?
need a detour. Cause your back down, you fronted on me for. Pack good, deep, deep with she's door. Up, so I throw her down on deep floor. Beat it up at the she's door. So you can't ball while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right, and got a straight tight. Up another lover for another late night. Or early a.m., you cheat midnight love affair. Run any time that you're feeling dirty, play with. And I'ma fuck by that love affair.
Rocking out on All Barbers Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barb. Got motherfucking Black in the building.
No.
Is our guest still with us on the phone? Hopefully.
We got Chris underscore P in the building. Of course he's here.
Yo.
Mr. underscore, Chris underscore P, one of the All Barbers promoters, holding it down with me. Yeah, so Rack Titty, it was okay, I guess, for her girl version. I don't know if you was listening, Chris, but
I liked it.
You did? Okay. So what would you give that, though? What grade would you give that?
I would definitely ride down the street knocking it.
Okay, Blash?
You know, I definitely like that. I could see a stripper using that during her set. You know, I would definitely give that an 8 because normally Persia, she's more of a hardcore spitting type of chick. So for her to bring some sexy to it, it was definitely a good look. So I'll give her an 8.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that. I know she was more of like a hardcore spitter. So now hearing that, yo, I'd definitely give her like an 8, 9.
That's
what's
up. I give her like an 8 too. I agree with you guys. Damn, my fucking zipper's open.
What was she doing during the commercial break, son? Like, she went and got that shit and went to work real quick.
My vibrator, my sway broke yesterday. So, no, the reason why my pants is open, guys, is because I was actually getting ready to take them off and put on something a little bit more comfortable, but... whatever.
Oh, so you have more access, you know, to the cat. I got you.
Whatever. But so another thing I also wanted to know is why do guys like?
Yo.
And I'm I'm sorry. It be the guys that don't know what the fuck to do. Like, it be the guys that be like, yo, I fucking beat the pussy up, or I be eating the shit out of the pussy, that don't know really what they're doing. So I want to know, because I have two guys on the line, like, why do men say that they can fucking satisfy a woman when they really can't? Like, is that something that y'all do to make yourselves look good, or
look,
is that something that you truly believe? Like,
look, it's like this. Those who tell don't know, and those who know don't tell. Like, if those who know what they doing, those who know how to handle their business, they ain't got to say shit, because they rep speaks for itself. If those niggas like, yeah, I be pussy, yeah, I eat the pussy, like, them niggas, those are the ones, those are the bitches who bring toys in because the niggas slack it. Those are the niggas who got bitches hitting the bathroom with the dildo after he leave and shit. Those are the niggas who got bitches calling other niggas to come after they leave. So if those are always having to brag and have talk about their shit, it ain't worked out shit.
But I'm just saying, like, have you guys ever met a female that was like, yo, like, I could suck the shit out of some dick, and I could fucking ride dick, like, I'm auditioning for America's Next Best Dance Crew, like, I be on that show, like, a roller coaster. Have you ever met a female that talk like that, and then when you got down to the dude, like, she can't live up to anything that she said?
Yeah, I fell asleep on a couple of hoes.
For real?
Yep.
Chris, have you ever fell asleep on some hoes? Maybe not. But
Oh, no, I had to do something real quick. Sorry about that.
Oh, have you ever had a girl that said that she could do this and she could do that and say that, oh, I will fucking make you come in 2 minutes by sucking your dick and, oh, I could ride the shit out you, and then, like, she could not live up to that? Have you ever came into a female that can't live up to what the fuck she said?
We've all come across that. Like, even dudes be doing that. They try to pump themselves up to try to get the chick, and then once the chick's like, all right, yeah, well, this dude's talking all this blase, blase. And once you get down to it, she's like, bro, like, you was really talking all that, and then now this? Like, we've all had that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, because I go through it a lot. Like, niggas would be like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah? All right, let me see what you're about. And when it comes down to it, nothing that they fucking said was, like, accurate. Nothing. Not even the part about nothing.
See,
and
a real nigga's not going to talk about this shit. He's just going to show you what's up. And that's with everything in life.
I had a real nigga, correction. Let me tell you what a dude told me. Because he knew I was fucking with PD. And,
oh, she comfortable saying a nigga name now.
But the nigga that I dealt with before, see, I done dealt with him like that before. So when he ran into me, it was like, oh, shit, Nikki, I've been trying to get a hold of you for so fucking long, and you like this new Twitter celebrity, you don't even talk back to a nigga, and all this other extra shit. So I was laughing, of course, you know me, I smile at everything. So I was just smiling and laughing, and he's just like, okay, so I think we need to hook that up for, like, old time's sake. And I was just like, nah, you know, I can't talk to somebody right now, or, you know, I'm good. And he's just like, oh, okay, well, I hope the nigga that you're fucking is better than me, and I hope the nigga that you're fucking can put it down like me. And he was just going in, and then I was just like, why are you saying all this shit? Like, I just told you that I'm good. So that was your cue to be like, all right, well, you know, all right, holla at you later. See you later. And it didn't even go down like that. The nigga that I saw me, like, look, real bitches could fuck with two niggas at one time, just like real niggas fuck with two bitches at one time. And I felt like that was so lame for a nigga to say. Niggas said a real nigga can fuck with more than one female at one time. So if you were a real bitch, you should be able to.
A real nigga's not even going to get into a situation like that with two hoes. Like, you're going to be like, all right, I got this one right here, and she's all about me, I'm all about her, so why even fuck it off and go for that next shit?
That's
just my thought. That's just my thought. Like, that's the way I operate. I don't know about Black, but
Black, what
P,
you think about
that?
What you think about that, Black? A real nigga, well, this is what a nigga said to me. He said a real nigga can handle two females at the same time, and a real bitch should be able to handle two niggas at the same time. So, you know, like, I guess, like, if I'm dealing with him, I should still be able to deal with him at the same damn time. And I don't think that that's, I'm not even about to fucking spread myself like that. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, just to even, to be talking to just talk to two, more than one nigga, for me, it becomes overwhelming because I have to try to figure out conversations, where I left off at, who you actually are. A lot of times I don't even save niggas' numbers on my phone, so it's just a number. I got to scroll up to previous messages to see, like, who am I talking to again? Oh, okay, it's this nigga. Like, I can't, I just don't like doing that. So to fuck with one person and to also be fucking with the next person, I can't do that. And I don't think that's real nigga shit. I really don't think it's real nigga shit. Black, what you talking about?
It's not real nigga shit. Like, cause see,
it's not. I think it's lame nigga
shit. It's like this. If you're single, yeah, you know, you play the field, you know, you go on dates, you fuck this, that, the other. But if you get into something with one chick, you know what I'm saying, that one chick is supposed to be it, because, you know, the old saying goes, loyal pussy, you know what I'm saying, is 10 times better than good pussy.
Yep.
All the time. You know what I mean? And even now, chicks, they on some shit. Niggas want loyal pussy, but give our community dick, and they 100% right.
Ooh, say it again. Niggas be wanting loyal pussy, but they be giving out community dick. But if I was to give out community pussy, a nigga would want to fucking take my head off.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? So if you're a real nigga, then you do the shit that you can do with three bitches to one chick and give her triple the pleasure. Now I'm saying, but if you say, well, yo, fuck it, do your thing, have fun. You should have a different.
Yeah, but when you're trying to get that triple the pleasure shit, that's where you run into that STD shit. Because with one bitch, you're going to be like, nah, that's real talk. Like, with one bitch, you're going to be like, all right.
Seriously.
Got to put the Trojan on with this hoe. But then I got more feelings for this other bitch, so I'm going to go raw. Then now you catch feelings for the third bitch, and you're like, okay, cool. I got feelings for this hoe. So I'm going to go raw on this bitch, too. That's how you get the STD shit, bro. Be
all
walking around all day
dick,
long on the train scratching and shit.
All that dripping shit, say.
Ew. So what do y'all think about, because, like, you know, I know a lot of people that, like, a lot of females that like to, you know, engage in, like, the multiple sex, you know, like, you know, it's her, maybe her closest girlfriend, and a nigga that she's fucking with. You know what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel about, because I'm bringing it back to toys, though, because a lot of, when it comes down to females and females fucking, a lot of
people don't do it toys,
baby. No, because, wait, I have a question. Shut up. Would y'all, it's not funny. Would y'all,
she's looking at me like a little kid, Black. It's not funny. Stop it.
Stop laughing at me.
Wait. Okay,
I'm gonna tell the teacher. You're going to get detention.
Stop. But, you fucked me up. Damn it. What the fuck was I about to say?
You was about to
yes.
ask a dumb question about some toys.
No, wasn't. You think I'm going to have to call you separately after this motherfucking show, because
you know the number. Not like you don't know that.
Because you are showing out tonight. I like it though. I like
but
it.
This
though.
Is
You're
me, like 24/7. This is me.
I know.
Like.
I know. Okay, but it wasn't a dumb question. I don't even want to ask.
Hey, Black, watch when she done. Watch both of our faces, bro. Go ahead, Nikki.
Stop. So I wanted to know, like, okay, so if you guys had a female that you was fucking with and she decides to bring her friend into the bedroom and you guys all agree, cool. So now if they want to bring toys, because while you're fucking me and I want to fuck her, like, y'all still not with it with the toys? Even if it's one time person?
Then that's something different, because a toy is not
going to
be
okay, so it has to take... No, so it has to take for another person, a third party, to be in the room so that you can fuck me with a dildo?
No, see, like I said, I don't have two dicks, so if I'm fucking one, the other one has to have something to keep her busy. She can't just be sitting there butt naked, idle, twiddling her thumbs and shit. Then, yeah, she can use all the toys she wants until it's her turn.
Drop them jewels, Black.
You know what I mean? And then after that, fucking...
See,
because
now that's a whole different situation. Like, if it's just me and you, Nikki, like, say, and you pull out a toy, I'm thinking immediate thought, you trying to put that hole in my booty hole. Like, that's not going down. What you mean, why?
Why?
I've never been to prison. What you mean, why?
You didn't have to go to prison to do that, Chris.
Let's see, Nikki done violated a couple of niggas' booty hole before. That's why.
Yeah.
No, I did not. No,
yeah,
no, because that's
gonna tell lies. She think that's some kind of regular
stuff.
That's
gonna tell lies about me. No, I never did. I never did. I don't want to do that for another dude. Like, I never did. I really didn't. But I'm just saying, like, come on, like, not every time somebody asks you to do that, they gotta be gay or something like that. Like, I don't know.
Nah, but you
so
have to understand,
with dudes that
keep it 100, with dudes that are real, like, that's the first immediate thought that's gonna pop in our head. Like, where's that finna go? Because I know she ain't finna use that on me.
No, I don't wanna use it on you. I want you to use it on me.
Right, but when you pull something out
like
that,
that's
the first immediate thought.
And, like, that's what you would think. That's the first thing you would get scared. And you would,
that's
like,
the first thing. I wouldn't
like,
get scared. Like, I would keep it moving, but I would keep looking like where's she going with this shit? And then once you do what you want to, okay, all right, cool, we good. But it's not coming my way. Like, I'm going to let you know off jump. Like, my eyes are glued to your hand that hoe is in, and I'm watching the whole time. Because that's my first immediate thought. Like, it's just me and you. Like, who do you really think you're going to use it on?
What I'm thinking is you're about to use it on me. That's what I'm thinking. So, I mean, I brought
it out.
But
see, you're coming from a female standpoint. You have to come from a male standpoint. Some males might be like, yeah, okay, let's go ahead and put it on me. But other cats are going to be like, yo, like, what's really popping off right here?
Y'all niggas are so insecure. Oh, my gosh. Y'all see
a
dildo, y'all get so
fucking. It's not a thing about any kind of insecurity. It's a thought about safety.
But my whole thing is, like, if you fucking with a bitch, right, and you know, like, y'all both know that y'all both straight, and she knows that you're nothing but, oh, man, 100% man, you're into females, why would you even think that she was taking out that dildo to fuck you? Who would make you think that?
Because bitches be tripping.
Yep. They be on the mollies. They be on the mollies and just think that they can do whatever. That shit ain't finna go down.
Do you take mollies?
No.
Okay,
I'm a Reggie and Kush cat. You know that.
Me too. Shit. Reggie and Zala.
I don't fuck with mollies, but I fuck a bitch named Molly.
Real tough.
Me too.
Real tough.
Me too. But, that's crazy. That's crazy. Y'all are funny. Y'all are so fucking funny. I'm trying to pay attention to all my, I guess if you want to get into, I'm still on, Chris. I'm about to get into a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 5558. Oh, gosh. You're live on air. Hello? Black, is the caller through?
Yeah, 5558, you live on air.
Caller, you're live. I'm talking to you. And I know exactly 5558. You should know your fucking number.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yes. Hello, hello, hello. What's up?
What up?
How you doing? Can you please let myself and my callers and my listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
I ain't gonna let you know who I am. I'm calling from the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx.
Okay.
Don't worry about the rest.
Whatever. How you doing, sir, from the Bronx?
You want love?
No.
What you want, green?
What's up? So let me ask you a question real quick. So do you get threatened by sex toys?
Hell no. Like, if a girl pull out a fucking toy, like, the first thing I'm thinking is she want to use it on herself. What am I thinking she's using it on me for? If I'm fucking her, like, what the fuck she doing fucking me, like?
Exactly. Thank you. I finally have somebody from the same borough as me that agrees.
No, I'm looking for this fucking shit. Nah, but I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Wait, which one? Because I got two dudes on the line. So when you say I don't know what he's talking about, you got to clarify because I got two of them on the line right now.
What?
Oh, I guess it got to be you, Chris. You don't understand where you're coming from.
I guess so. Guess down south niggas and New York
yeah,
niggas
no, no,
a different
no,
breed.
No. I get what he's saying, but like that don't mean I'm not gonna think that personally. Like if somebody else thinks that, that just don't mean no sense to me. Like.
Black, what you got to say from Aquila from the Bronx?
You know he's 100%. Like, but still, get that nah. Supposed to be pulling shit out for it. It's only us here. Like I said, that only time
because I want
shit's
you to put it in my
butt. Only time shit's gonna be acceptable is if there's another bitch because she has to keep herself pretty.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I just know that if I'm fucking with any one of y'all, any one of y'all niggas on the line, if I pull up my score, y'all better fuck me. And y'all better aim to make me come with that toy.
Nah.
That's all I know.
Nah. Somebody pull that out, I'm glad. I ain't gonna be mad she pulled that out. You use that on her.
Whatever, y'all. I'm so mad right now
I'm mad.
You mad?
I'm trying to put it in all the whole section.
I'm just so mad. I'm the only girl. Where the fuck is Angel, Rain, Roxy when I need these bitches? Nowhere to be found. Got me on the line with three dudes that are just...
Nah, you got that one cat, Mr. Bronx cat. He's rocking with you, so you got...
Yeah,
two and two right now.
What are you talking?
For real, like you spazzing. Like, homeboy's on your side. Me and Black, we on the other
yeah,
side.
This
Obama and Mitt Romney type shit right here.
We Democrats.
Right. Y'all, you're the Republicans and shit on this side, B. Like...
Don't
associate me with Mitt Romney guy again.
Fuck y'all. Fuck every Republican. Like, well, fuck Black and Chris right now for fucking going against me. Thank you. My caller
like
from
like
the Bronx.
I like how you try to curve Mr. Man from the Bronx to my man. Fuck all three of y'all. And he was rocking
but
with you. Like,
why homeboy picking up for me though? That's crazy. Like,
nah, because my nigga, like you know, like I'm you good. You're good. Like I heard what you said, but like just the simple fact that I'm on the phone with three guys right now. Like I usually have a girl, Miss Angel, as my co-host, and she's not here with us. She's not here with me tonight, so I just feel kind of outnumbered anyway. So yes, he's on my side. I told him I appreciate that. Good looking. He's from the same borough with me. Cool. Chill, Chris. Trying to start shit.
I wasn't starting nothing. You was the one who said you got three niggas against you.
All right, whatever. Tonight is just like, I just, yeah.
She feel overwhelmed.
Right, right.
Can't you
tell? You need some champagne just to calm down real quick.
I think I need to just go have some sex after this so that way I can calm down.
What?
I think so.
Get it how you live.
I think
that nigga from the block. You talking about, wait, what you said? I'm on the way. That nigga's about to get the cash direction slice.
Wait, I just said, I just said that I think that I need to go have some sex after this so I can feel better. Because, yes, right now, I feel a little bit overwhelmed. I do.
Really?
Wait, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, oh, really? You want some sex after this? Only if I was in the same borough as you or something.
Only if. I wanna sit on something. Like that's the thing, like with me, like y'all really not understanding, like I just like to sit on dick. Like I don't understand. So like whether or not I'm coming or not, like I just like to feel that shit inside of me. Like so when I tell y'all it's the physicalness of it for me, it's really the physicalness of it. Like yes, I want to have an orgasm. Yes, I want my eyes to roll back in my head from I do, but like I said again, like I know what it feels like during oral, I do, but
I could imagine that, you know, like, I would love to see that, man.
Really?
You know, I've been admiring you from a distance.
I know you've been admiring me from a distance. I know, like,
you
know.
And you say all this right now, you just kind of, not making it any better, you know?
Not after I saw you. You can't even say that, because not after I saw you purchasing something. Please.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm dead serious. So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. So when we was in the store together, right, and you bought the box of Magnum, so you went to go have sex tonight. I was right, right?
Couldn't the homie just be going into the store buying a box of Magnums just in case he about to get that job?
The stash is empty. I was just reading up, you know?
There you go, B.
Whatever.
Y'all niggas is full of shit, B. Because let me tell you something. A nigga's not going to go re-up, like, especially if he's not fucking.
Any,
like, you only going to go.
Anyway, I don't know what that got to do with anything because,
hey,
like,
yo,
relationship right now. Like, you said you were in that mood, and I said I'm in that mood, and I've been looking at you for a minute now, like.
I can do the motherfucking math, because I'm really good at math, but overall, though, like, I just had to put that out there, because niggas be...
You're just making shit complicated, like...
I'm not, at all. I'm not. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But true shit, though. Some niggas, they keep a stash just because, yo, a nigga can get pussy anytime, anywhere. It can happen.
I got two in my wallet right now. Earlier you were talking about why niggas brag about how they could beat the pussy up and blah, 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 this and that. Like, it's not really like you bragging. It's like, if a nigga make it, obviously he made you think that you can beat the pussy up. But I know people, for me, like, I hear about it. Like, I don't gotta fucking go brag because, like, I think or whatever. Like, I hear about it. Like, a bitch will come up to me and say, yo, you fuck my friend, or blah, 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 and I heard this and that. Like, I hear about this shit. And I don't brag. Like, homeboy was right. Like, when you know.
But you have the niggas that do, though. You got, and I'm pretty sure some of these niggas are your fucking friends, my nigga. Like, they be like yo.
Like I said, like, whoever the bitch is made for, them, like, she pretty good at throwing the ball.
You smell it, right?
Yes. Y'all are just all this fucking Tekashi, whatever. Like, it just pissed me off right now. But I hear y'all. Like, I really do, because I love to hear it come from a man himself.
And also, you should be giving that nigga kudos, because he's buying, brother. He's wrapping it up. He's not being a fool. He's wrapping his tool.
I admire that. Of course, I love safe sex. I always promote safe sex. Wrap it up. That's what I always do. But, like, dude, you got to understand something. So, like, just black. Like, you can't even get into this conversation, though. Because, like, me and him. Whatever. Like, I'm just so done with all y'all niggas on my line right now. Shout out to the niggas that are hitting me up on Twitter. I see you. Yes, I know. They're ganging up on me. It's okay, though. It's cool. I understand. I'm not backing down. I'm good, though. Thank you. Y'all got one of my male followers ready to fucking press one right now because I don't like the fact that they're all ganging up on you, niggas.
Come on,
man.
Press one. Ain't nobody scared. Tell them go ahead and press one.
Well,
go ahead and press it.
You can press, if you want, you can press one, because I wouldn't recommend you to, though, but, like, if you want to, if you feel like arguing with a bunch of niggas, then I guess you can press one, because this shit is crazy, but, I don't even know, like, all I know right now is that y'all just really took me away from the rest of my topics, y'all really did. I'm not used to this, like, you should know better.
You got it.
You should know better.
Come on back with it. What's your first topic, B? Like, just drop it.
Well, it was one of the topics that it was kind of like a double standard, right? It was kind of
okay.
like going along the lines of, like, you know, we all know that there's things that women, that men do that women can't do and vice versa. So we,
like,
well, one of my followers like, wanted to know, when it came down to men and women, who do you think are better workers, Nikki? I'm going to say, I think, you know, I would say a man. No offense to the ladies, we hold it down, we do our thing, especially when it comes to, you know, certain positions and certain things, like, we got that. But as far, you know, I want to say, like, you know, me, like, I always see, like, a lot of men be fucking laboring, like, they really do their job, while a lot of us females, we be talking and chatting and shit and, you know, X, Y, and Z. So if I had to, I'm just answering her question, I would say, I think guys are better workers. Well, they work extra hard. Black, what you think about that? Because I told you I'm going to be answering some of my followers' questions tonight. So.
it's like this, you know what I'm saying? Because I've worked for women. Women have worked for me, you know what I'm saying? So women, they can pretty much do whatever they set their mind to, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, depending on the job, you know, men, we do it because we're more inclined to do so. We're more inclined to, you know what I'm saying, do the damn thing because it's within our skill set. You know what I'm saying? Most women, you know, manual labor shit, they don't want to do because they'll fuck right, oh, I'm broken down, I can't put this house up. You know, but then you got female carpenters, so it all depends. And I mean, at this point in time, in 2012, you can't say men are better workers, you can't say women are better workers, because it depends on the day, it depends on the job.
I agree. Chris, what you think about that?
I'm with Black, because I know a girl that just became an officer, and she's out working the male cops like it's nothing. Like, she's out there running rings around them boys. So, you know, and plus, I've worked for a female before, like a manager, and it's like, if you don't do certain, well, depending upon the chick, if you don't do certain things, like verbatim to how they said it, it's like, you did it wrong. You got to start everything all over again. So it just depends on the job, depends upon where you are and the type of, you know, person that you are and the type of person that they might be.
That's definitely me, though, because I've definitely managed. I was definitely in a manager position working before, and I had to know how to staff. Majority of them were men. And, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, that shit kind of falls back on me. So if I'm on deck today, like, you're going to do everything that I need y'all to do so that way I can do what I need to do and we can all get out of here. So I definitely do agree with you when you say that. Another question is from one of my followers is, if you happen to be having sex with your man and you catch your period, what should you get off and tell him right away?
Oh,
yeah, get
so
off
right.
And ask no, wait, listen to the whole question. Should you get off him and tell him what happened, or should you get off him and act like you already came and you're finished?
But either way, we're gonna know, now I'm saying, because once you get off and the rubber is green, I mean, the rubber's red.
Green.
Yo,
what?
If the rubber's, you know, and you get off and I look and the rubber's red and shit, and there's a big red murder stain on the sheet, I know your period came. So don't tell me you fucking came. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll know the fucking difference. You know, I'd rather be like, yo, oh my God, my shit just came down. Fuck it. Then that's when, you know, it's the end of it. Either you're swallowing the net, or fuck it, I just bust one off and put it on your face. Either way, I'm getting my nut, but I just won't be in the pussy when I'm doing it.
I think I agree with y'all. I think I would just get off and tell you, because the most you could just say is damn or oh. Like, I wish a nigga would tell me that shit is nasty.
You changing the motherfucking sheets and you washing these motherfuckers. Dang, you
why
know,
would you make me wash the sheets if I fucking caught it by act? Like, it just came down or a surprise to both of us, nigga.
Because, one, you know when your shit's coming.
No, but like sometimes like you do, but you don't. But your cycle changes, especially after you have kids. Like your cycle can switch up on you. So sometimes you may be you can kind of like clock it because you know you start feeling a certain type of way a week before or a couple of days before. And I'm thinking, yes, us females, we do get symptoms. Like, you start cramping early, you know, before, a day before. You might start experiencing mood swings. You might have a headache. It's just different symptoms to tell when you're about to get your period, especially if you know your own body. But it can change. It can switch up. And that's happened before. You know what I'm saying? Just by mistake. Like, it shocked the both of y'all. Like, the bitch was more shocked because she thought she was good. That's why she fucked your ass.
No, she was shocked because she got caught with that shit. That's why she was shocked. She thought she could get off and tell the nigga she can't even get away with it. Like, the nigga ain't going to look down. Like, because if the shit come down and you get off, like, you know what I'm saying, even us, you know, we can kind of tell, like, it, you know, blood and cum don't really feel the same.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I have another question. This one is a little bit ratchet, and I must go in on this bitch too. That's some of this shit. She's nasty. Next question for one of my followers is, hey Nikki, I was super, she put super like 8 times, super drunk one night, and I was in the car with one of my boo things, and he asked for a head, and because I was so drunk, I agreed to doing it. When I gave him head, he put his dick so far down my throat that I actually gagged and threw up on his dick, but I sucked it back up and swallowed it. Do you think he noticed? Yes, bitch.
Man,
yeah.
This some old bullshit.
Yes, bitch, he noticed. You're nasty. I'm glad, though, that, like, I mean, me, if that was to happen, like, I have no
gag.
So, like, you can fucking stick your dick all down my throat. I'm not going to gag. That's something that I've had to, like, practice because I like for a nigga to deep throat me. Like, anybody could just, like, give head. You know what I'm saying? But I like the feeling of me not being able to breathe and all of that shit. Like, I like that. So,
yeah, homie from the Bronx is taking notes.
So, my whole thing is, yes, he noticed that shit because when you throw up, like, I'm pretty sure that left element, I'm pretty sure when he went home to fucking change his clothes, he smelled your fucking lunch from last week. She said she was giving him head, and she, you know, she was very drunk, so when he sucked his dick, she wasn't expecting him to stick his dick down her throat like that. So when he did, it caught her off guard, and she kind of gagged and threw up. She said, but she threw up on his dick, but when, she, you know how Ergus, you're sucking and you're down there, but she said she slurped it back up and swallowed it. But when
no,
she wanted to know, like, do you think when he got home, she noticed? That's fucking nasty.
Because
that shit was coming up, bitch, that shit was meant to come out. Why the fuck would you swallow that? Throw up on his dick and be like, like, I mean, I would have threw up. That's just nasty. I hope that never happens to me.
Yo, please tell her, I said she's a pig.
She's fucking nasty.
Because
she's
no
so fucking nasty. That shit is nasty, bitch. I wish you would. I wish, oh my gosh. Like, that is just so nasty. Everything you ate today and from last week came up on my dick. Are you, like, that's just, I think that is so nasty. Female,
lady. That she said she sucked it back up is dirty.
Right,
like,
that makes you want to get it. It's just very dirty.
Like, that's
so, ladies,
bummy type stuff, yo. Like, that is bummy.
Ladies, if you are sucking your man's dick or a nigga dick or somebody's dick, if you're sucking a dick in general, and he shoves it, like, you got to be able to, like, let a nigga know, like you know, give him the sign, like, put the one finger up, like, hold up, you know what I'm saying? Like, let him know, like, if, you know, if
he's... Got me on my knee or something.
Yeah, like, give a nigga a sign or something to let him know that you're fucking either you can't breathe, you're choking me, or whatever. Let him know, because I'm pretty sure a nigga will rather pull his dick out your mouth before you throw up on it and suck it back up.
You need to go ahead and send her that picture that I sent y'all from Japan. She need to go ahead and get that shit for $39.99.
She needs to just stop fucking dick when she's drunk like that. Because it's just like, I don't know, like, that's just nasty. I really can't get over this question. Like, She was giving him a head. She threw up and she sucked it back up. Like, do we think that he knew? Like, and if he didn't know, I don't know. That nigga is ugh. Just letting the nigga know right now that, yeah, she threw up on your dick, nigga. You thought you got bomb, super wet, sloppy head. No, that was half of her lunch. That was grinding against your dick. It's really nasty. Don't ever do no shit like that again. And I'm kind of nervous. I don't even want to say her Twitter name out loud. Cause I don't,
nah, don't
like,
do her like that. She good. She good.
Yeah, she's good.
She
but
good.
You're just, she's nasty.
You know,
like,
she right.
Yeah. I got, yeah. That, Another question. Hey, Nikki. My boyfriend he takes too long to get aroused. Is that me or is that an issue with his penis?
Could be both.
I would agree with you. I think it's both. I think it's both, Mama. I think you know, maybe he's not even attracted to you like that. So that's why, because I believe, you know, if a nigga's attracted to a female, like attracted to her like that, whenever she comes around, like, you should at least get slightly hard. Not if you're going to get hard to full throttle, like at least slightly, just you know, I would think it has to do with
both. She said her boyfriend or like just her dude? Like,
no, her boyfriend. It takes him a really long time to get aroused. Her boyfriend.
Both. Or it could just be a cat that, you know, just takes a while to get the motor running.
Maybe, but if that's your man, damn, why the fuck is he taking so long to get aroused? If that, and you gave him a title of your man, though. I would say to you, mamas, and I guess I definitely, I know you're tuning in because you just tweeted me. You're right on time because I just got your question, so I see you. But I don't know. I would say, I don't want to say it's you because I think that you are very beautiful. I really do. I think that you're really beautiful. But maybe he does have issues with his penis. You know, maybe something that he could talk to his physician about. I don't know. I don't know. Black, what you think about that? Is it her?
Look, Nikki is stuck like a motherfucker. I haven't seen the girl. I don't know the dude. But, if it's taking a long time for him to get the motor going, yeah, maybe he got to see a doctor. Maybe he's one of those, yo, he got to pop a pill type niggas. Or maybe by the time he gets to her, he done beat off or bust another chick, so he's not as, his libido ain't up there because he just bust a good one. So, like, it's a whole bunch of different things. But, yeah, he might want to have a talk with Dr. Huxtable or something.
It could be she's not working it right, too. You never know. Like, I'm going to say that. Like, I've never seen a chick. I don't know old buddy. But, you know, there's some chicks out there that be talking like, yeah, my head game is so 10+. But then when you really get it, it's like a 2 or a 3.
Chill, if I tell a nigga my head game is 10+, he going to probably fuck around and give me like a fucking 20. Like, I'm sorry. And that's the thing, too. Like, when it comes down to hair, like, I fucking God takes my Twitter name. Like, I'm really big on head. Why? Because, like, not for nothing. Like, I'm just the oral type of bitch. Like, I love to suck dick. I really do. I really, really do. I crave for it all the time. I always say I have a oral fixation. Like, I always got to have something in my mouth. So whether it's a dick, whether it's gum, whether it's candy, you know, I went through the phase where I had tongue rings out the ass. I had, like, 2 tongue rings in at one time. I just had to play with something. So when I'm not doing anything, I was playing with the balls on my tongue ring. Like, I'm really big on oral sex. So, and I had niggas tell me, like, yo, I've never even known a bitch to make me come off the head. And I was just like, wow. 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 But I know exactly what you mean. Like, I've had a nigga say, oh, I know how to eat pussy like this. And then when he got down there, it was just like, just clean it up.
Not everybody can eat pussy. Like that shit's an art.
It is art.
Like, not everybody can do that shit. So people be gassing people up to my, yo, yeah.
But I
like,
bet you I could,
so.
But I bet you, though, but when it comes down to eating pussy, though, like, I've got a lot of niggas. Sorry. A lot of niggas will be like, not better than me, nigga. Not better than me.
But you're a female, so like off the top, you should know how.
But what does that? But then that's the same thing. Like, really? No, I don't think so. Like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Because then, like, I heard niggas say, like, oh, okay, well, no, I heard a bitch say, like, okay, well, bitches eat the best pussy because they know how they want to be pleased or whatever. But then,
right.
Is that the same for a nigga? So do guys know how to become better dick than females?
Don't ask me that shit. I wouldn't know.
You're asking the wrong person. Because
well,
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
I'm just saying, though, because y'all making it seem like, I mean, the reason why I'm
saying like,
so good is by choice.
Like, you know, most females, they know how to pleasure themselves. Like, they know, like, what spot to hit, what angle to be in. So you just automatically think, like, yo, okay, if you see two chicks, like, two lesbians, like, doing what they're doing, like, that shit looks like they on cloud 32.
Yes.
Some
chicks. Love me some girl on girl porn.
Some chicks look like they on cloud 32. Because they got homegirl down that understands what's going on inside of her. Because she wants that done to her. So, like, you know, that's the only reason why I say that. Is because, you know, like, a chick could be somewhere and just, boom, come within 2 minutes. And it's all because they know what to do, how to position themselves. And that's just my train of thought. I don't know about Black or yourself, but or any of the other listeners.
I don't know, Black. What you think about that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, you know, chicks. That's what they do. You know, that's another example of chicks being able to do shit that dudes can't do. And you know, I think because a dude is not gonna suck up a dude's dick because he knows how to do it unless that's what he likes. But a girl, you know, she can eat another bitch out and they'll be like, hey, yeah, you know, I love the dick. And we say, hey, that's a freaky bitch. But if a dude does it, like, nah, that nigga gay now. You know what I mean? So, It's, that's a touchy subject.
Very touchy.
It is touchy. I don't know. I'm going to need everybody to step their game up, though. And y'all don't need to talk about me. In my situation, it's gonna get.
No, we're not on you, Nikki. Yeah, we're not on you.
Yeah, we still on you, girl. We still love you.
Now, Black's still on you, but we passed that.
Oh,
South is past that.
I'm just saying, y'all need to
No more questions, Nikki. We can't help nobody else out.
Yeah.
I have a couple more. All right. So, this is from a male, yes. So, it says, what up, Miss Nikki Barbs. I've been listening to your show for the past couple of weeks. You and your panel are funny. Shout out to y'all. But what I want to know is, if I take a girl out to a dinner in a movie, should she expect to give up the pussy? Yes or no? No, motherfucker. Who won't take a bitch to the... What? Why should she give you pussy because you treated her to a movie? Why? And dinner. Why? Why? Why the fuck should she give up the pussy because you... And I want to know how much was the dinner. I want to know what movie did y'all see. I need to know. Because why...
If the dinner costs more than $60... Plus the movie, he should at least get a hand job.
Why? This is the thing that I don't understand about you guys.
Okay.
Like, why?
Okay.
Why can't I get to know you? Why can't this first date and why can't this dinner and this movie be the gateway of me getting comfortable with you or me getting to know you? Why do I have to give it up after this? Why? You guys are not making any sense right now because I don't believe any female should have to give up any ass to get her bills paid, to have a nigga take her out, to have somebody show her a good time. I don't.
But they do it anyway.
They do it anyway, but I don't feel like that's what you should what you should do.
Do they have to do it? No. Do they have to do it? No. But do they? Yeah, saying what happens when niggas experience the same shit a lot? They get accustomed to it. They think that's how it's supposed to be. So when a nigga comes close with a chick and he's come from chicks, oh, he spent a little bit of change and she do something strange, so when he comes out with the next chick, he's going to be expecting that. Now, me, I'm like, yo, we can get up, go to movies, whatever. Now, if, like, cause at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what guy it is. If he goes out with a girl, he's thinking the end of the night he wants to fuck. Like, that's the goal. Unless he really just don't like the bitch. Even if it's a chick that he wants to marry and he sees him get old with, y'all go out, he's right there in his head, you know, at the end of the night, we're fucking her place, my place, hotel space, I don't give a fuck. That's what it is.
Mm-mm.
Any dude.
Mm-mm.
Now,
I don't
now, it's, now, that is also, it's always, also, it's always depending on the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, and how the vibe is going, because, yo, they could have the dinner in the movie, and it could be a good time, and he and just not, might not be feeling it, or it's just not going that way, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I just like for a nigga to keep it real. Like, you know what I'm saying? If that was your motive, like, to hit me up and to even say that you want to take me out because you were trying to get pussy, then, like, how about you just say, like, yo,
you
can go out, you know what I'm saying? But, like, let that
be
known.
Why do you think I'll let you in the first place to fuck you? They are because they want to fuck
you. Are you kidding me? So, So all y'all niggas that talk to me is because y'all want to fuck. That's I mean I could believe it, but I honestly don't think so. I really don't. That sounds so fucking dumb. It's because you want to fuck. That's why
you
even think to holler at a bitch, because you want to fuck. Not because you're interested or you're curious to know more about her. Not because you want to get to know her. Not because you're like, why?
He wouldn't wait until you walk past him to see you ask for him to say something.
You said what about my ass?
I said if that was the case, then he wouldn't wait until you walk past after he saw you ask for him to say something. How many times have you walked past a dude? He won't say nothing while that face but as soon as he see your butt and how your butt looks in that outfit, hey, yo, mommy, let me talk to you. Why? Because he's not thinking.
But I be on the phone with you a lot. So you know, like, because I was just on the phone with you today, and I'm walking, I just got my hair done, like I told you, I'm looking like $1 million, and everybody's like, oh my God, beautiful, 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 and it's like, not until I walk by, they're like, oh shit, she's slimy, she has a fat ass, like, oh, oh, slim. So I understand that, but my whole thing is just like, so majority of men, so that's what you're telling me, that their approach is to ask you out because they want to fuck you. Really? I'm about to start getting on my nigga shit. I'm about to start getting on my nigga shit because I think that that's so rude. Like, but if y'all want to be rude, I could be rude too. That is really
see,
rude.
That's why we do the shit, hey, let's go out, get to know you so we don't come off as rude.
I'd rather a nigga keep it a buck with me, like, yo, I'm trying to fuck. Like, my dick is mad hard, son. I've been thinking about you for the past couple of days. And I just want to know, like, you know, can we get up this weekend? Can we get into that? You know, like, we can go out. We can go to a movie. We can go to a restaurant. Whatever you want to do. But, like, I just really want to fuck you. Like, let me know in advance so I can say either yes or no. Don't fucking put me on Front Street after the movie, after the fucking dinner. I'm ready to fucking go home and go play with my vibrator. You fucking like,
let me ask. Have you ever been on a spot like that? The nigga done took you out, you know, dinner, movies, dancing and shit. And say he might drop
yes,
you off in the car.
Yes, I have. And you want to know how stupid he looks? When I was like, I'm about to go home and fuck my vibrator, I'm good. Because what else you going to do? What else you going to do? I told you no. What else do you want to do? What more do you have to say to me? Because anything else, I don't care. Because I told you, I'm going home to go fuck myself. So I enjoyed myself with you. Thank you so much. I had so much fun. So when I want to do it again, I'll give you a call. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Mr. Chris, what's your thought?
See, me, I've been in both situations. Like, I mean, I've hit a chick up and been like, yo, what you doing? Nothing. What you got on? Well, why don't you come and bring that this way? I've done that. Like, real talk. Like, I'll let you know Front Street. Like, yo, if you come over, like, this is what's going down. Like, and if you want to cuddle after, you can do that. If you want to deuce after, you can deuce. But then there's been a chick where I've like, when I was in school, bro, like, there was a chick that used to sit right next to me, bad, and I was scared to even look over and say something. And one day she asked me for a pen, got the number right then and there. We went out on what? The first date, I took her to this restaurant called Cheesecake Factory. I don't know if y'all got that up that way.
Yeah, we got that.
All right, that's what's up. So we went to Cheesecake Factory. At Cheesecake Factory, I dropped 200. Then after Cheesecake Factory, we hit the movies. Then after the movies, I was like, well, I really don't want this night to end. Do you want to come back to my spot? Went to my spot, watched movies. She fell asleep with me. Nothing popped off sexually. And I was good with that because the whole time we was watching movies, I was asking questions and I was finding out about the girl.
Exactly.
Now later down the road, when weeks and months went by, and I was like, you know what, I might just get with this chick. Like, you know, we might get in this little dating situation. Then I was like, yo, like, what you talking about with the head game? Then I approached her with that because she already knew what kind of street we was going down. But, I mean, it's just not every chick you're going to be like, yo, like, yeah, we smashing tonight. Like, yeah, okay, after we leave this restaurant, girl, hop in the car, you know what's going down. It's not always like that.
Because it can be, like, it really can be. That's why
I'm
Black
was
talking all that shit.
Yeah. But most niggas, that's how they think.
But see, Black's one of the kind of guys where he's Black probably talks to chicks and just dead them right on the spot. Like, yo, like, okay, we going back to the spot. Like, he probably one of them chicks that got high.
Not even. I'm a cool dude. Like, and but most chicks, right then and there, after talking with them, I kind of know how far I want to take with her. Like, yo, I consider dating one for y'all. I just want to hit and quit. And I told him to hit and quit. It's just, yo, I'll cut straight to the chase. There's no reason for me to try to get to know, because I'm not trying to keep it around that long.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm having hour-long conversations on the phone with you, and hey, I'm like, hey, how's your day? I actually listen to your day and shit. You know, then I'm trying to get to know you. Then it's all, hey, we can go out, and then nothing will happen. I'm good with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to happen to prison, but most niggas, they think on that side of the prison because until they hit a certain age, that's all they're about.
Right. I feel you on that.
And as much time as possible. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that.
Once niggas get older, then we're more so, hey, I'm looking for companionship. Let me get to know these bitches.
Right. Because, like, no lie, I'm with the chick right now, and I've probably talked to her for, like, what, a month, 2 months? Still haven't hit it yet.
Yeah, well, okay, well, that, but then, you know what's so funny? Because the same thing goes for Petey. You know what I'm saying? I knew that nigga, I knew him before I even knew my daughter's father. I knew him ever since I was, like, 15. He's been wanting to always talk to me. Like, we were friends. Like, he's always been that dude. Like, even when I was with my daughter's father, like, when I needed that male friend, like, when I want to call and talk to him, like, well, what does it mean when a guy said this? Or why is my daughter's father doing this to me? What does that mean? Or what am I not doing right? And he would just always be there to talk to me as a friend. And it took him almost nine years of knowing me for me to even take the time on my date to even really chill with him, like, by myself, like, without nobody else around. Because any time I dated, it was always a group thing because we all are the same people. And it took him, like, it took him so long. Like, I mean, he's always wanted me. I always knew that, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even been there when he was in a relationship with somebody, you know? So it's just like, I respect those things, though, because that's what even made me want to give him the pussy, because it's just like, yo, here you are. Like, you've always been there for me, always around. Anytime I turn around, you're there. Anytime I need something, you're there. You never judge me. You always tell me what's right, even when I don't want to hear it. Just little different things. So it's just like, and then for him, it was the anticipation. So, I mean, overall, like, I've known him for so long, but yet we waited so long to do anything, and we were both okay with that because now I guess, what, the bond between us is just a little bit more stronger. We're closer than close now. So it is what it is. But, Black, you need to fucking stop trying to fucking holler at bitches just to fuck them. Like,
but see, but that goes back to that old adage, like, the best lovers are going to be your best friend, like the person that knows every little single detail about you. Like, they're going to be the ones that are going to, like, rock your world and be like, yo, what the fuck just happened, B?
Yes, so, I mean, I like it. And just for all my dudes out there, like, and, you know, you don't have to try so hard, because I know a lot of dudes, too, before we get out of here, I know a lot of dudes, too, that they try to really impress me. I'm Nikki Barnes. Yes, I'm very popular. A lot of people know me. I do a lot of things. I've been on TV. I've been in magazines. I'm pretty sure I've signed a couple of magazines for people that I know. I've been in the street, and people went up to me like, oh, my God, you're at How's Your Head Game? Yes, that's me. You don't have to try so hard, because I'm human. I'm normal, just like everybody else. Like, niggas who fucking make up shit like, yo, I like to fucking crochet, just because I said that I'm crocheting right now. Maybe we can crochet something together. Maybe I make you a blanket, you make me a blanket. Nigga, you don't know how to crochet. You're just saying that because you notice that that's something that I like, so you're trying to get in good with me. So you're going to say that you do those. I hate those type of niggas. Like, I'm so serious. Like, that they have to front just to get with a female. Or I hate attention whores. Like, niggas that just fucking, like, and I go through it all the time on Twitter, like, a day, like, I do pretty good, because I don't say nothing. Sometimes I may catch a subtweet of me going ham on somebody or whatever, but I try not to even let it bother me anymore. But niggas be attention whores, just getting in my mentions, just saying something to me just to start conversation, so that way they could possibly talk to me and then say, okay, well, hey, I'm interested in you. Can I take you out? No.
But, I mean, with a chick like you that's, like, out there in the public eye, that's, you know, a socialite, you know, some guys are going to sit back and be like, damn, how can I really get at this chick? Then they sit back and they watch your Twitter just blow up, and they're like, man, look at all these dudes trying to get at shorty. Like, I wish I could be that.
They do that. They
so it's
do
like,
what I'm
So it's like you
kind of
have to, like, build your confidence up, and then when you get it at a chick like you, like, yo, I got this, and this, and this. What do you want? And it shouldn't be like that. You should just come straight 100, yo, like, I'm Chris,
that.
You Nikki, let's go out and grab a slice of pizza. Let's go out to a restaurant real quick and let's kick it. So it's like cats got to build themselves up. So it's like that's why they come off like that. Like I've been in the same thing. Like I've seen a chick and be like, yo, I know if I come at her 100%, she ain't going to be feeling that. So what can I put on top to make myself look even better than what I got going on right now?
But you know what, though? Like, I mean, like, and black can tell you. Let me let y'all know something. Like I'm one of those people that are out there in the industry that know a lot of people that, you know, but I'm cool as fuck. Like you don't need to do anything like that much to prove yourself to me. Black can tell you, I've been talked to celebrities. There's celebrity niggas, black will tell you off fucking firsthand. Black is my witness.
Right.
That he's been on a three-way with me, and I'm talking to a celebrity, and the celebrity's fucking lusting over me, trying to figure out ways for me to get out there, him to come see me. And it's not just one celebrity. I didn't talk to several throughout this whole time I've been even in the industry. I will not name names, but I have. And
now,
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but... But you don't like, I don't know why, you know, I try to come off as cool in my tweets, you know what I'm saying, as possible with everybody. I try to get back to everybody, you know what I'm saying, like, it gets crazy for me. I have over 14,000 followers. So
yeah.
When these niggas, I could say good morning, you know what I'm saying, like, and don't get it wrong, like, I have my people that I choose to talk to, like, so yes, you're one of them, Chris, you know, like, for somebody out of every other follower, I always answer your tweets. Like, I answer the people that I talk to. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? But overall, like, just be yourself. If you want to impress me, be you. Like, you don't need to fucking have a whole bunch of money because, nigga, I got my own money. I don't need yours. It would be nice, but
yeah.
I have my own. Like, I'm always good. I'm always kept up.
Not,
y'all see the heavies. Like, I'm good. But I'm
yeah.
nobody, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just keep it real, because I get annoyed by that. I really do. It really
But see, but see, here goes the thing, Nikki. Like, even though, like, I'm in the promo game. Like, this, like, that's what I do. Like, I, you know, I fly cross country down to Mexico, and I rock out clubs. I rock out bars. But at the same time, even though I come off, like, as a nice guy, I'm a human being. So, like, if you come at me raw, and I snap on you, be like, okay, I'm not going to your next party. I don't give two shits if you're not going to come to my very last party before I die. Like, I'm
right.
going to keep it 100 with you, be like, I'm going to say, you know what, like, right now, like you doing too much right now. Like, and it's like, when you come off like that and you give it to them like that, they be like, well, you know what, I can really respect her more because she's letting me know how she feels and like, oh, I'm upsetting her, I'm bothering her. And then from that, it's like other people are going to be saying, okay, well, I can't do this with Nikki. I can't do that with Nikki. Because after I snapped on old girl, like, people are like, okay, well, Chris, don't go with him with that. And chicks was like, okay, I'm a back off because I know I can't just go to him like that. So it's like when you do that, it's like people realize and they see, like, okay, well, she's really than real. Like, she's a real person. It's not like no kind of, you know, Twitter kind of machine type shit.
Nah, but I mean, I do, because, like, I mean, like, I got the niggas that always want to, they always want to know, are you a porn star? Like, do you do this, do you do that, or blah, 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 blah.
Like, that's what I thought at first. Like, when Angel sent me that shit, like, fuck with her, I was like, how's your head game? I was like, porn star? Then I, like, started going through your shit, and I was like, nah, she real, she cool as hell.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to expect that, but if you come, and I'll answer you, if you ask me, hey, are you a porn star, I'm like, no, Bob, no, I'm not, whatever, but, like, don't get disrespectful, because I have a fucking mouth, and my mouth is off this chart, like, do you hear me, like, my mouth, nobody has really, Black can tell you, because Black has seen me, okay, get very, very, very upset, Black has seen me go in on niggas, and when I fucking go in on niggas, I go in on niggas. I don't give a fuck, because my mother's not your mother, bitch. I don't care. I really don't care. I'll talk about her, too. I don't give a fuck. But when it comes down to, like, no, seriously, I would talk about her. I don't know that bitch don't know me. I really don't care. I really don't care. But when it comes down to certain things, like, when it comes to guys that are just trying to approach me, I feel like these niggas be so weak, and then a nigga will see, like you said, okay, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all see the niggas that are talking to me because I retweet or whatever the case may be. But niggas, like, they piss me off. Oh, I don't want to be a part of your fan club. Oh, I'm not a hoopie. Oh, I'm not one of those niggas. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Are you talking to me here because you want to get to know me, or are you nervous because you know that you have competition? Don't worry about them, because once I know that you're worried about them, I'm not going to fuck with you. I'm not. And I mean, you know, just like, I
don't give a damn about your competition.
I couldn't give two shits about your competition. If I'm coming at you, I'm coming at you. I'm not coming at the competition.
You don't give a fuck about you. They don't even know if you're going to care. So why would you even be hurt? The niggas, you. I'm talking with you all the time. And I'm like, I can't fuck with this nigga. Why would you even talk to you? But I see that you got bad niggas on your dick, and I'm going to just fall back. I would want that nigga to fall back, too. I'm good. You can't even fucking sit there and you can't even have a conversation with me because you're too busy, like, watching me. You're too busy seeing what I'm saying to the next nigga because I'm talking to you like that. I really can't deal with that. Like I said again, I just, if you want to impress me, be real. I'm a real individual. I'm cool. Black can tell you. Black done came and treated at my Barb's mansion with me. I'm cool. All my friends are fucking sexy, so let's just chill, have fun, and enjoy ourselves. Like, but once you start coming at me with that Front Street fuckery shit, I cannot fuck with you. I can know a nigga got many hoes. I don't give a fuck about these bitches, because my mission is getting with you so that I can show you what the fuck I'm about, because I already know after that, I'll be getting hit up more than they will, and I don't care. Like I don't really look at other people at competition. Like, can anybody do what the fuck I do? And that's just it. But we definitely came to the closing of our show, and I just want to thank you so much, Chris, for rocking out with me tonight.
No problem at all.
It was cool. Got me. Don't start getting me used to you being on set with me. Don't make me have
wow.
to get you up.
Hey, what'd you say?
I said don't get me comfortable with you being on set with me, like being on air with me, because I might have to get you want me to the show tonight.
Look here, I got too many things going in my life to be like, yo, let me hop on the show. Yo, let me hop on the show. Yo, let me hop on the show. That's not me, like. Like, if it happens again, it happens again, you know?
Most definitely, but I do appreciate you rocking out with me today. And hoping
no problem at all.
Yes, yes, yes. So, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you. what you got going on, what you're doing, if it's benefiting you and yours and it's not negative or it's not hurting anybody else, do you. Live life, enjoy yourself, and try to bust some nuts. And niggas, teach me how to orgasm. Teach me how to orgasm, please. Like, I'm really trying to learn. Like, I'm still young, but I'm ready. So with that being said, mwah, good night.
Yeah, you already know, man. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Don't drink and drive, man. If you're in the NYC area tomorrow, check me out. I'll be at the Space Palace, 846 Myrtle Avenue, Brooklyn. Also, tune in tomorrow, Free Game Radio, Evan A. B. holding it down with Vegas Black. Featured artists coming from the Bronx. You already know, from 10 to 12, they're going to get it popping. And also, on the Saturday mix as well, I'll be out in PA.
Wait,
so follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. What's up, baby?
I'm not co-hosting tomorrow.
Oh, you sure are. That's right.
How you gonna announce? Yes, y'all. I will be on motherfucking pregame radio, holding it down for fucking Brooklyn Black, cause he'll be at the house. And after I'm done holding it down with Atlanta Radio, I will definitely be taking my way out to the palace so I could work starting.
and we're gonna get it good. But you guys, y'all have a good night. Be safe. And we'll check in with y'all next Tuesday. Shout out to Angel Mission, baby.
Thank you, Mom.
Initiating shutdown sequence.